Good day, I'm Julius White with your WEAA News. For a few hours this week, Baltimore's beloved Camden Yards and M&T Bank Stadium were under new ownership. On Monday, the homes of the Orioles and Ravens were accidentally placed on the city's list of indebted properties where investors can snatch them up at auction. So how could this happen? Well, the Baltimore Sun reports the Maryland Stadium Authority owed thousands of dollars in unpaid utility bills. Two investment groups snagged the facilities Monday, one of them joking they would raise the football stadium to build a soccer stadium. Officials voided the sales later that day, saying state-owned facilities are exempt from the auction block. Well, a Maryland man is headed to jail for abusing pit bull puppies. James Jones admitted in a Rockville court yesterday that he choked the puppies in June 2015. Officers found Mia and Chance unresponsive and foaming blood at the mouth. His attorney claimed that Jones had accidentally smoked synthetic marijuana, causing him to hallucinate. A judge didn't buy that argument and sentenced Jones to 6 months in jail with 5 years probation. Mia and Chance are healthy two-year-olds now, and Chance was even adopted by one of the responding officers. The Justice Department has named a former FBI director to oversee the federal investigation into allegations that Russia and the Trump campaign collaborated to influence the presidential election. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The department's giving Robert Mueller a broad mandate, oversight not just of the Russia probe, but also anything else that might come directly from the investigation, which could well include FBI Chief Jim Comey's firing last week. His appointment is a concession by the Trump administration, which had been resisting Democratic calls to have an outside counsel handle the probe, and it puts pressure on both the president and his associates. In a written statement, the president again insists there are no nefarious ties between his campaign and Russia, and says a thorough investigation will confirm that. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings is reacting to the appointment of Mueller as special counsel via Twitter. The Maryland Democrat says, knowing Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein from his tenure in Baltimore, he made a solid choice in selecting Mueller. The congressman commends Rosenstein for putting the country and the justice system first and urges Mueller to follow the facts wherever they may lead, with integrity and independence. Uncertainty in Washington infected the stock market as the Dow dropped 372 points. Correspondent Warren Levinson explains.
Regardless of how Wall Street felt about Donald Trump as president, the stock market did believe he would bring tax cuts. With the White House under siege, the market's no longer sure about that. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 1.75%.
And once again, Washington is dictating whether our market is moving up or down.
Jonathan Corpina at Meridian Capital Partners says if statements attributed to fired FBI Director James Comey turn out to be true, that would push prices down more. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 1.8%. The NASDAQ was down 2.5%.